Okay. Traditionally, Parshas Miketz is the Shabbos Chanukah. You know, sometimes the two Shabbos Chanukahs, the Vayeshev and Miketz, but Miketz is usually the main Shabbos Chanukah. My Bar Mitzvah was an exception. It was one Shabbos Chanukah, and it was only Vayeshev, which is very rare. Then it's happened, you know, since then, I have some Talmidim who would have, you know, many years later, it also had the same Vayeshev Shabbos Chanukah. It's only one Shabbos Chanukah, P-Vayeshev. So the meaning is to try to find Ramazim for Chanukah and Miketz. So I was looking at the Arugas HaBosim, and I saw Remez for Shabbos Chanukah in Miketz. It says, V'ata yere paro ish navon v'chacham, she said, "All Eretz Mitzrayim." So Yosef says that to Paro, there's going to be a famine, so you got to appoint a smart person to be in charge. Yasa Paro v'yafkid pekidim al ha'aretz, that he should appoint people who will. Officers will help out. The chimesh es eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says v'yizares. It will be v'yizares eretz Mitzrayim to get everything, to collect all the food, and it'll distribute the food. You know, chimesh. He says loshon chamushim, chamushim v'yizarzin. You know, it'll be v'yizarz everybody. V'chimesh. So the Arugas HaBosim on page 3 says an unbelievable thing. V'chimesh Rosh Tevis Chodesh Mila Shabbos. That Chimesh is Rosh Tevis Chodesh Mila Shabbos. Those are the three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael was Mekayim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Mila says Chimulim Hayu Ha'am Hayotzi Mitzrayim, Pesuk in Yeshua. Shabbos is Yismuchu Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu asked from Paro that they shouldn't have to do Malach on Shabbos. And Chodesh is the Pesuk in Shmos Yud Beis. Vayom Hashem Moshe El Aaron Beres Hashem Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So that's for Chimesh. Those are the three mitzvahs that they did in Mitzrayim. Even though Pesach, they would be called Malkum Uvur B'tar V'yonison, that they really did Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, that the Chatfei Nishar brought them that night to Eretz Yisrael, whatever that means, and brought them back. But the three mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is the Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos, which happens to be the three things that in the Megillas Chashmonaim, in Megillas Antiochus, it says that those are the three things that the Yevanim goes there that Klal Yisrael shouldn't do. The three things that they opposed Klal Yisrael was Bris Mila, Shabbos, and Chodesh. Yeah, but these are three specific mitzvahs that Torah is more Klalius to face. But this is what it says. And the big question is, what's unique about these three mitzvahs? So we know, Mila and Shabbos, Mila is, it's brought down, that Mila, I saw it brought down someplace, that the Mila is like our Os Bris Shechosom B'Vzareinu, it's like our RD, that we're Ev Avde Hashem. You have your ID card. So it's here, it's in our body that we're, and Shabbos is Os Beit Niu Beit Menachem. But what's so special about Chodesh? So the Sfas Emes and others will see says that Chodesh is the fact that Klal Yisrael is Mekad Yisrael v'Hazmanim, that we have the ability to koveya the Zman. In other words, that's and the mitzvahs in the Torah that are all tolle in Zman, we're koveya by making it Rosh Chodesh when Pesach is going to be, when all these things are going to be. And in the Sefer Chazon LaMoed, he quotes the famous Yerushalmi. There's a famous Yerushalmi on page 7 that says that Amar Avin Ekra Lokim Elyon Lokel Gomer Alai Basholo Shonim Vyom Echad Vim Lochim Bezdin Ovro Habasulim Chosrim. So there's an interesting halacha. If a girl is nivellus, so that she loses her psulim, right? But if she's nivellus before 3 years old, then the psulim come back, right? That's the what Chazal say. So what happens if a girl was born at the end of Adar and she was nivellus, and then Bezdin decides to make an Adar Sheni, the way the Korban Eid is saying. So really, in fact, after Adar, the third year of Adar, the Psulim shouldn't come back. But the fact that Bezdin extended it to make an Adar Sheni, so that's going to affect her, that if she's nivellus, after the other Rishon, the Psulim will still come back because there's another Sheni. So that means that Bezdin, which means Klal Yisrael, has the ability to change the Metzius of the world. So it was by the fact, it's not just keeping the holiday of Pesach, Shavuos, but where, since the Zman of the 3 years is taking effect on this halacha of Psulim Chosrim, so then you see that Klal Yisrael has that tremendous koyach, and it's more than that. The Aruga Sabosem explains later that he explains it again in on page 12 that. If you take a look, he quotes the pasuk in Hazinu on page 10. Ki chelak Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachaloso. What does that mean, Yaakov? What does it mean, Yaakov chevel nachaloso? So the Arugas Abosim on page 12 explains the following. That it's like if we are both holding on to a rope, chevel is like a rope. So you're holding on one end, I'm holding, and I pull, so you get pulled. You pull, I get pulled. So that shows that the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a rope. Meaning, what we do is going to affect the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the famous Chazal will see, that if we act with chesed, that's going to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do chesed. We act cruelty, that'll cause, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows our lead. And we have that relationship, that's an unbelievable relationship, like the rope. That you pull on the rope, the other person gets pulled. And that's our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And that close relationship bothered the Yevanim. So that's what he says. Lavira michuko yiritzonecha. What is michuko yiritzonecha? So the Arugas Abosim says here on page 12 on the left corner. Bikshu lavira muzo sheritzonu bugeda hazeh sheritzon ha'elyon b'kusher b'ratzon nefesh ha'yisraeli. That the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taller than our Ratzon. Whereas, if we show the Ribono Shel Olam, we want to learn Torah, so he's going to help us. Whatever our Ratzon is, you know, he's going to help along. We want to do Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will aid us. Well, it'll cause him to do Chesed. In other words, we're going to have that relationship. And that's all what Chodesh is about. Because Chodesh is, we kovei the Chodesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now you kovei the Chodesh, Besulim Chozer. So that's that relationship is shown in Kiddush HaChodesh. It's the relationship of Chevel Nachaloso. It's the Rotzon. And he says that's, you know, the Ari HaKadosh says that when you light the candles, you're supposed to be mechavein. Because the Ari HaKadosh says that the nusach is, we say Ad L'Gner Shel Chanukah, and that's our minhag that we should continue saying that. But the Ari Zal says no, it shouldn't. It's not Ad L'Gner Shel Chanukah. It's Ad L'Gner Chanukah, not shell. What's the big deal? You say the shell, you don't say the shell. The big deal is because according to Ari Zal, the bracha is 13. Has 13 words in it. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So if the shell is not there, then it's 13. And he says that every day we're mechavein connected one of the midas harachamim. One of the midas harachamim. So l'had l'gner, shell Hanukkah, take out the shell. So that means that there's different ways how you count the yugim of midas harachamim. But like, I think Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out, it could be he's counting that Hashem is the first Mida, Kel, not the two Hashems, but just the second, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Chanun. So that means the eighth night of Chanukah is Noser Chesed La'lofim. And Notser is Loshon Rotzon. Then, because the whole point of Chanukah is to show this idea that our Rotzon is Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And that's the pasuk of Nochal Hashem es Yehuda Chelto. And he says that Nochal is Lashon Nafshenu Chiksal Hashem. That we show that we yearn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nafshenu Chiksal Hashem. That there's this as Reinu Maginenu. So that's we have that Hevel relationship. You're holding one side of the rope, I'm holding the other, I pull, you get pulled. So say we pull in a certain way, that's what the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes. So that's that type bothered them, that we have this unique relationship. Ritzonecha. So now they didn't like that. And then the Ari HaKadosh is here on page 7, Rav Chaim Vital, Talmud Ari, that every night is you're supposed to be mechavin connected one of the midas of the rachamim. Yom Ches is Notzer Chesed La'lofen. That's the Ratzon Hashem. I once heard from Rabbi Noach, and that's on the Tzfas Emes here on page 18. Arizal says, "L'had l'gner Chanukah, u'shem Chodesh Nachal, Notzer Chesed La'lofim." That's not near Chanukah l'hadlik, and that's why Chodesh, because Chodesh explains this idea that when we Kaddish the Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along. He says, "Okay, you decide what Pesach is. That's the day of Pesach. You decide Shavuot. You decide there's an extra month. The Psulim Mechozer." Because we pull that rope, and the Ratzon Hashem follows our Ratzon, and we have that special. So it's Shabbos and Mila shows we're Avdei Hashem, but Chodesh shows something even more, that our Ratzon, Chodesh Baruch Hu was maskim al yadenu. You know, Atem afil shogim, Atem afil mezidim, right? We're mekadosh the Chodesh, whatever we decide. There's halachas, even if the moon is not there, we could say the moon is there, and Hashem will go along. And there's a vort I once heard from Rav Noach Isaac Goldman. He was quoting the Tzfas Emes, who's really, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro was saying, he's quoting his grandfather, the Chidush Arim. Me'ash on the pasuk, me'ash pos yorim evyum. What does me'ash pos yorim evyum mean? So literally it means Hashem takes the poor person out of the garbage. He's in the ashpa. Hashem brings it out. But he says a beautiful vort on page 22. It's Pesach Tov Reish Mem Vav. That a lot of Evyon, why is a poor person called an Evyon? Evyon is Lashon Ova, because he wants everything, he needs everything. Ova means like Ova Yadmi, when he said he didn't want to do Yibum. Ova means Ratzon. So Evyon means Ratzon. He says a lot of times we have Ratzon, that our Ratzon, what do we want? We want to get a fancy car and a fancy this, and things that we don't really need. So things that really belong in the Ashba. So we say at Kadosh Baruch Hu, take our Ratzon out of the Ashba. That our Ratzon should be to want things that are important in life. To want to learn, to want to do chesed, to want to have yishuv hadas, to want to have health, all these things so we can should over Hashem. Not to want to have fancy things that we don't really, really need. So, and that's the ashpos yorim evyon, that our ratzon should be taken out of the ashpa. And that's what Chanukah is all about, is the ratzon. Is the hadlik ner Chanukah leads up to the eighth day of Notzer Chesed Lalafim, that Hashem gives Chesed, Notzer Lashon Ratzon, is the Ratzon Hashem, Nafshin Chiksal Hashem, that we have that, but the idea more, that the Ratzon Hashem is totally on our Ratzon. And the Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes the famous Chazal on page 24, Hashem Tzilcha. Ma Hashem Tzilcha? Ma Tzilcha? Ma Ta Masachik Lohu Masachik Lecha? There was like, what is tzilcha? Is a shade. Hashem is our shade, because like Chazal say, if you put out one finger, the shade will show one finger. You put out two fingers, you look on the ground, you'll see two fingers. Whatever we do, that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want chesed in this world. People say, oh, why doesn't Hashem show rachamim? If Hashem will show rachamim, if you show rachamim, if you do chesed, Hashem will do chesed. Hashem is looking for us for the lead. And that's the Ratzon. Noser Chesed Lalofim is the Ratzon. Laso Chuchei Ritzonecha. And that's V'chimesh. And that's ultimately how we get out of Mitzrayim. V'chimesh. Those are the mitzvahs that kept us going, because those are the mitzvahs that show that we have this unique connection. So Shabbos and Mila. But then Chodesh is a step further. That we actually, it's not just we're Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem means we're just some subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that Hashem gives us this unique idea that our Ratzon becomes His Ratzon, that's a whole other thing. And that's, I think there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Kemayim aponim laponim kein lev ha'odom la'odom. Meaning, this is a very important thing, that it's not only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but like relationships with people. Because if you act kind to people, you know, kindness from the heart will represent kindness. Because just like when you look in the ocean, you look in the lake and you see your face. So too, kein lev ha'odom la'odom. Just like the mayim, says the Mitzudas David, k'mo derech ha'mayim maris aponim, shomel aponim mitzta limo. In other words, who's ever looking in the mayim, their face is going to show up in the mayim, because they're looking in the mayim. So too, if you look at somebody with a happy face, that will breed happiness back. You look at somebody with anger, that will breed anger. So this idea is also with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the point. That was, we show Rachmanis, we show a certain feeling towards Hashem, now Hashem will reciprocate that feeling. We show that the happiness to be with Him, He'll be happy to be with us. He'll get closer, He'll give us, and that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is to make sure that V'chimesh of Eretz Mitzrayim, the Chodesh, the Mila, and the Shabbos, that we keep those things, means we keep those ideas. We keep the idea of Yaakov Chevel Nachalosa, that it's that relationship of a rope, that you pull the rope, the other person goes along. So we pull, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along. We show, we want to learn, we want to do mitzvahs, Hashem will facilitate for us. And every day of the Chanukah is a different word of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, eight days, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Chanun, Rachapayim, till Noser Chesed. Noser Chesed means Hashem wants to give us Chesed, because Noser Lashon Ratzon, because if we show a Ratzon of Chesed, of kindness, Hashem reciprocates. And that's that unique relationship that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that Yevamim were jealous of. That only we have that relationship. And that's why they wanted Mevatel. Because all these things, Shabbos, Milah, and Chodesh. Shabbos, Milah, but Chodesh even more. And Chodesh means we even, so to speak, control the Ratzon Hashem based on our Ratzon. And that is very important, Yisod, that, you know, Bezer Hashem, you'll all get married, you'll have relationships with your wife. You know, you show mayim panim l'panim. You show a goodwill, that will breed goodwill. You show you want to give, you want to be a giving person, then the other party as well will want to be a giving person. If a person shows selfishness, then that's going to cause selfishness on the other part. Happiness breeds happiness. Chesed breeds chesed. Rachmanis breeds rachmanis. Kemayim panim l'panim, just like your face in the water, you see your face. So lave adam. If your lave is a certain way, that will make the other person's lave a certain way. And that's the v'chimesh haseretz b'shayim chodesh mila shabbos akesher v'klal yisrael la'oviv shabashamayim. And that's the special uniqueness. And of course, Rav Hutna quotes the Gemara in Gittin that lo nidna Torah the nichrach bris al Torah shabal peh. Chanukah is the yontif of Torah shabal peh, because it's the first yontif that's not in the Tanakh. So that's why it's called the yontif of Torah shabal peh. Chanukah is the yontif of Torah shabal peh, and the ikar bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Torah shabal peh. Because that's why it's not written down. So it only should be a unique. The other things were written down. The Goyim could copy. They have the New Testament, the Old Testament, whatever. The Old Testament, whatever. They have the but Torah Shabbal Peh, they have no Shaykhs. So that's not, even though, you know, that's not written down. That's not written down. And Rav Hutna points out, even when it was written down, like you have Chasuri Mechsers, it's written down in a way that you really can't understand it unless you have a tradition. So that's our unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Torah Shabbal Peh. And you'd be, you know, with the Magen of Mezra says, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, HaKenegad the Yud Midas Shator Nidreshes Bahem, and that's the Arizal. That's the Baruch. So there's a big thing that Arizal said. I'm not telling you to change, but Shel Chanukah, he didn't like the Shel. Take out the Shel, because you need their Chanukah, so it'll be 13. It'll be the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So that's a big Yisod. And that's the Yontif of Chanukah. So I wish everyone to have a beautiful Chanukah, to make it, you should light where it's safe, safe Chanukah, good Chanukah. And Chanukah should give us an inspiration. A lot of times Chanukah is people of Mevatel Torah, but it shouldn't be that way. Chanukah is a time of Talmud Torah that we should learn. We should have a full Chanukah of Lima Torah Shabbal Peh. We have a lot to do in Shabbos yet. We have, you know, still Bishul B'Shabbos is so much to do, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're progressing, but there's some we can, you know, spend a long time, but show you the depth of Torah, the Simchas HaTorah. We have Simchas HaTorah, Hashem will show us Simcha back. It's all our attitude. Lev Adam La'adam. Man to man, and man to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's V'chimesh, that we have that unique relationship. Chevel Nacholoso. We pull the string, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulled with us. Chevel Nachaloso. Have that unique relationship that no one else has. So, V'chimesh Yisheres Mitzrayim, and that's the Arugas HaMosim says, the Chodesh, the Mila, and the Shabbos, that unique Kesher, it's a privilege. So let's take advantage of that privilege, that idea. And to bring Shefa Bracha in the world. You know, as I said, whatever Chesed is done, Chesed that will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower chesed upon us. So Bez Hashem, we should all be people of chesed, people of simcha, and Bez Hashem, we should be recipients from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of all these brachas as well.